Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on anything, on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Now, you know, the nephew is out today. It is his birthday. He is celebrating somewhere. Yes, he's celebrating. So Junior's in for the nephew. Junior?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, he has two wives and two separate lives. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am 22 years old and I recently graduated from college. So I'm quarantined at my parents' house. They have been married for 37 years and the marriage has been rocky since I was a little girl, but they are still together. My father works out of the country for 2 months every year, so that gives my mother a break from him. In late March, I found out that my father was not only working while he was overseas, he had started a whole new life. I overheard my dad on the phone saying he was miserable at home and he was only staying in the marriage until after he walks me down the aisle. My wedding is planned for December and my dad is supposed to give me away. Well, not anymore. All of that has changed. I told my dad I heard his phone call and he told me it was a male friend. I got his phone and I called the last number he dialed. It ended up being a woman that lives in Brazil and she told me that she's heard all about me and she knows that my parents are still married. Wow. She told me that she is also married to my father and that they got married 2 years ago. But she's being patient with my father while he prepares to divorce my mom and then move to Brazil. I told my father that I talked to his second wife and he got white as a ghost. I threatened to tell my mom if he didn't tell her. He apologized and he told me this was grown folks' business and I need to stay in my place. I told him he is not welcome to come to my wedding and I want nothing else to do with him. He told me it is complicated, but he respects my wishes. We are quarantined with a big secret, and my mom does not have a clue that her marriage is over. My father simply does not care anymore. What can I do? Wow. Well, man, this is big. I mean, you asked, what can you do? I don't know that there's a lot you can do. I don't know that there's a whole lot you can do because, you know, it's your father who's messed things up. And but anyway, let me just say this. Your father was right about one thing, okay? He was right about this. This is very much grown folks' business, very much. They're grown, your mom and dad, but guess what? You're grown too. You're 22 years old. You're grown. This is your business too. This is family business. These are your parents. I think he owes it to you and he owes it to your mom, his wife of 37 years. He owes you guys an explanation. What he did doesn't just affect him. Okay, it affects the entire family. This is a family matter now. That means mama, daddy, you, everybody. Your mom shouldn't be kept in the dark on this. She really shouldn't. Whether the marriage has been rocky since you were a little kid or what, and it's still rocky, that doesn't matter. This is going to devastate her. This news is going to devastate her. By the way, having two wives is illegal in the U.S. I don't know about Brazil, but I definitely know it's illegal in the U.S. And it's so sad because you want your dad to walk you down the aisle on your wedding day. That's usually what dads do. But you've asked him out of the wedding, so it's already affected more than just him. It's affected you. You don't want to have anything to do with him anymore. Like you say, you're quarantined in the house with this big old secret going on now between you and your dad, the other wife, and the mother who knows nothing. She's clueless. Somebody's going to have to break it to her. And if your dad doesn't step up and be a man and tell your mother, his wife of 37 years, what's going on, you know, I say you would have to do it. If you were a girlfriend or a neighbor. Yeah. Because I would say that, because I don't think her mom should be in the dark on this one. Somebody has to tell her that her husband has a whole nother wife in a whole nother country. She's got to find out. And if he doesn't tell her, you step up and do it. That is my advice. Now, I know Steve is going to disagree with me on that because he doesn't believe in telling. But this is a family situation going on right here. And you're involved. All right, Steve.
Well, this is a very, very difficult letter. This is very, very difficult because... Okay, here's a 22-year-old that's graduated. She's in quarantine with her parents of 37 years marriage, and they've had a rocky, you know, relationship ever since. And so, but she found out that her father not only works overseas, that he has a whole new life over there. She overheard her dad on the phone saying that he was miserable at home and he was only staying in the marriage until after he walks me down the aisle. My wedding is for December, and my dad is supposed to give me away. Well, not anymore.
Wow.
Now, I guess I would want to say, what does walking you down the aisle have to do with any of this? But then I guess I can understand. You're a young girl. You're a young woman. You hurt for your mother. You found out some information. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I really think is going on with your dad. And
all right,
it might
Steve,
be a little bit different.
Hold on to that. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject for today, he has two wives and two separate lives. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. He has two wives and two separate lives.
All right, this 22-year-old young woman has graduated from college in quarantine with her parents, has been married for 37 years. They've always had a rocky relationship. She overheard her father talking on the phone the other day to someone claiming that he felt that he was miserable and he was only staying in the marriage until after he walks the lady down. The 22-year-old is writing the letter. She says that her wedding is in December and her dad is supposed to give me away. And then she says, well, not anymore. Well, quite naturally, I would want to go, well, what does that have to do with anything? Because you're mad at your dad because you found out a secret about him. But then let me show you how this secret works. You told your dad that you heard his phone call. He told you it was a male friend. You got your dad's phone. You would have never got that phone from me. But you got your dad's phone, and you dialed the last number back. It ended up being a woman that lives in Brazil. She told this girl, the lady that wrote the letter, that she's heard all about me, and she knows about my parents being still married. She told me that she was also married to your father, and then they got married 2 years ago, but she's being patient with my father while he prepares to divorce my mom and then move to Brazil. I told my father that I talked to his second wife. He got white as a ghost. I threatened to tell my mom if he didn't tell her. He apologized to me, but then he told you that this was grown folks' business and I needed to stay in my place. I told him he wasn't welcome. You can't come to the wedding now, and I want nothing else to do with me. He told me it's complicated, but he respects my wishes. Now, we're quarantined with this big secret, and my mom don't have a clue that her marriage is over. My father simply does not care anymore. What can I do? Well, you can't do anything. Shirley got this part of it right. It is their business. But now that you found out, it's yours because you're in the family and it's your mom. Should you tell your mom? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think that has to be your father and only your father. That's the way it has to come. If he created the mess, then he got to expel it. That's the easy route out if you go in there talking. But now let me tell you something I think your father's actually doing here. first of all, I don't know if the marriage in Brazil is legal. I think he knows that. I think he's also been playing this woman in Brazil, telling her, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, I'm leaving. But he's giving your mom no inkling of that. I think the dude went down there, got caught up, guy started having his life, started playing, got to playing too hard, had a little crazy little ceremony down there. I think he has no intentions of leaving your mom. I think he's been leading this woman on for 2 years. Because let me tell you something, he ain't no man staying to walk you down no aisle. He's still your father. You could be divorced and walk a person down the aisle. What that got to do with it? So I think really that he's been leading this old woman on in Brazil. I think he has no intentions of moving to Brazil. I think his old black ass gonna stay right there in Mississippi or wherever y'all from. Because his ass don't speak Portuguese or Spanish. I think him going down to Brazil would be a huge ass mistake, and he know it too. But he just had him a little side thing on the side, and it got out of hand. And now you done found out about it. It is complicated. It is grown folks' business. And I think that you should just ask your father to be honest with your mother. But now I want you to know something now. You gonna cause a catastrophic chain of events when you force your father to say this.
They're quarantined, though, Steve. You know something's going to come out. They're
well, you know, she ain't going to keep it secret because she her little young ass 22, she mad as hell.
Yeah, she's mad.
And it's her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother don't know.
Right.
And women do like to know. And they like to share information.
Yes.
And so that ain't how men do. I don't suggest you tell your mother. I'm against that. If anybody should tell, it's him.
But he's had all this time.
But he had all this time. Maybe he wasn't ever going to tell her because maybe in his mind it ain't nothing to tell. He having an affair. He really is having an affair. He really does have this woman in Brazil. She's talked to her daughter, knew all about her. And he's just waiting on the divorce to happen. Well, ain't no divorce papers been filed up here in the U.S. With her mama's name on it. She ain't been served or nothing like this. And I don't think the dude is going nowhere.
He said after the wedding, right?
Huh?
He said after the wedding he was waiting till he walked.
Yeah, he didn't say he been married for 2 years. The wedding wasn't 2 years ago. See, he been coming up with little reasons why he ain't going to Brazil for 2 years. I think the dude just got caught up, had a little life down there, got a little fine little Brazil girl. That's all it is. I think he talking about I love you and all this here. Let's get married. He knew good and well. He could have a little ceremony down there. Ain't nobody got to find out in the States. Ain't no marriage license. He done something and got in over his head and got busted.
He got stupid, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think his ass going to Brazil, country ass, little stupid ass dude down there. Don't even know how the laws work.
Well, look at you wishful thinking.
Black ass over there with a passport and be in some damn Brazilian prison after he find out he been married up here. He ain't going down there to live down there. He go to work, get his ass back on that plane after that visa up.
Well,
sorry this has happened to you, the young sister, but I don't think you should tell your mom because it's a complicated situation. He done said that.
All right. Listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.